Athabasca. Both of Athabasca's U11 Hawks teams are moving on following week 2 of the Northern Alberta Interloc playoffs. After putting a couple notches in the win column during the first weekend of playoff action, the U11-1 Hawks finished up the round-robin portion March 5-6, earning chance to play for a Tier 3 medal next weekend. On the road in Fox Creek Saturday afternoon, the Hawks went into the second with a tied score courtesy of a goal from Coy Dubby, but Fox Creek put the pedal down and gained a 6-1 advantage before Athabasca could respond with two from Jake Robinson and O'Kanes Johnson in the closing minutes of the second. Robinson then added another with a few seconds left in the game for an 8-4 loss. The Hawks returned to the Athabasca Regional Multiplex Sunday morning to face the team from Jasper and came away with a 3-1 win. Sam and Jake Robinson each netted one in the first, then Gavin Fair added some insurance in the third. The U11-1 team would face the Knights from Callahoo and Riviere Key Bar next, while Jasper will play Fox Creek, with the winners of those two matches going on to the gold medal game for Tier 3 supremacy. Following a 6-6 tie against Camrose last weekend, the Tier 5 U11-2 Hawks returned home to face the Westlock Warriors Saturday and the CR Knights Sunday, earning a win and a loss. On Saturday, the Warriors outchanced the Hawks to secure a 4-3 win after exchanging goals through the game. Hawks goals from Ayla Kisilek, Lyndon Gray and Raider James kept it close throughout. On Sunday morning the Hawks were back on the ice to take on the Knights, and they went up early and never looked back, taking a 6-3 victory with two each from Kisilek and Carter Hobb, with one each from Hunter Larriger de la Plante and Liam Kelly. The U11-2 Hawks will face Camrose once again for the Pool C Championship. For Athabasca's U13 squads, one will play for the consolation prize in Tier 3, while the other's fate is yet to be determined. The U13-1 Hawks played two at home Saturday, beating up on the Battle River Knights with a 9-5 score, but then falling to New Sarepta 6-3 later in the day. Then it was off to Wetaskiwin Sunday to finish off the round robin for Tier 3, where the Hawks came out on top 5-4 with Jackson Nicol scoring the winner with less than 2 minutes left on the clock. Despite their 2-2 record though, the Hawks finished out of the top four and will play the CR Knights for the consolation prize. Meanwhile, the Tier 6 U13-2 team brought their 1-1 playoff record into action against Tofield at the Multiplex Saturday afternoon and took the 3-1 loss. The results of a scheduled game against Maskwacce Sunday were not available by press time. First place in the round robin will play fourth place, and second and third place will play each other, with the winners facing off for gold and silver. Fifth and sixth place will play for the consolation prize. The Hawks were 1-2 going into Sunday's game. In U15 action, the U15-1 team fell 6-2 on the road in Edson Saturday and lost a tough one to Slave Lake at the Multiplex Sunday by a 2-1 score. Athabasca will host the bracket round though and will face Edson for a chance to move on to the gold medal game, with the winner moving on to provincials. The U15-2 Hawks took their 1-1 round-robin record into week 2 of Tier 5 games and came out with another win and another loss each, beating up on the CNN team in Bon Accord 12-3 Saturday, but falling to Edson on the road by a 5-4 score Sunday. Final placements are yet to be determined. With the U18-1 Hawks bowing out early last weekend, but still moving on to the provincials, the U18-2 Hawks were the most senior team on the ice last weekend and earned themselves a berth in the Tier 5 gold medal match against Wetaskiwin. The Hawks finished their round robin with a 7-4 victory in Onaway Friday night and a 5-1 loss in Wetaskiwin Saturday night. They'll face Wetaskiwin once again next weekend for the gold. CZ Wick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.